Chevrolet in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to car. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
The Motor City's National Heritage Area is a nonprofit organization dedicated to historic preservation and heritage tourism for the automotive industry in Southeast Michigan. Motor Cities is an affiliate of the National Park Service that safeguards and celebrates the story of how the automobile industry transformed and impacted the region, the entire country, and across the globe. Motor City's destinations include the historic circa 1904 Ford Piquette plant in Detroit, where the Model T was born, to the state-of-the-art Ford F-150 truck plant in Dearborn, and numerous other historic sites and destinations such as the Gilmore Car Museum on the outskirts of Kalamazoo that includes a fully restored vintage Shell gas station and Model T driving experiences where you can get behind the wheel of a Tin Lizzie and go for a spin. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Brian Yop, Director of Programs and Operations for the Motor City's National Heritage Area.
So make a day today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Brian Yop, Director of Programs and Operations, Motor City's National Heritage Area. And that's a broad-reaching and all-encompassing title, isn't it?
Well, it's a huge footprint of Southeast Michigan, 10,000 square miles of the state. Titled the company the Motor Cities National Heritage Area because it's not just Detroit, even though you're in Detroit. It's other smaller cities around the region that contributed to the automotive story. So it's Flint, it's Lansing, it's Ypsilanti, Dearborn, Kalamazoo. So these are the Motor Cities. These are places where part of the story was born and still live. You know, so we celebrate that history here, Southeast Michigan, via the Motor Cities National Heritage Area. We're proud part of the National Park Service.
That's what I was going to ask you. How does that auspice work?
Well, what happened was some citizens gathered themselves together. The company was founded in 1998, created by an act of Congress. But what had happened prior to that was a group of citizens got together and said, we need to make a statement and make sure we preserve and promote the automotive and labor history of our region. And this heritage area concept had been around since the 80s. It started actually in 1985 under Ronald Reagan. And the idea was you can set aside an area and designate it for its cultural contributions. So it's not necessarily a park in the physical sense, but it is indeed an area designated for its contributions and its history. So ours, of course, is automotive and labor. The great examples across the country, in Pittsburgh, there's the Rivers of Steel, which talks about that industry. In Dayton, Ohio, you would have the Aviation National Heritage Area. So it's not just one place, but the entire footprint that contributed to it.
Within that encompassing footprint, is there a physical spot, a check-in center, a visitor center, or interpretive center?
We try to utilize our partners like the Henry Ford, like the Detroit Historical Museum, like the Fort Piquette Avenue plant, all partners of ours who interpret that story. They carry our name. They carry our branding. They are our touch points. Our offices are actually at the gym headquarters at the Renaissance Center, but we are not the welcome center. But there is certainly an aspiration to have a space where people can come, assimilate, and then go off on their journey across the region, and we look for that.
My question, what's implicit in it is, literally, you're under the radar. Mm-hmm. You're behind the scenes in a lot of respects. And so, for example, I toured the Rouge Ford plant, and yet I knew nothing about your dimension, that connection.
But what happens, an example with the Rouge plant, is that there was a concept some years ago that said, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could get a behind-the-scenes look at the production of automobiles and activate that, but we needed a partners with the physical space. Of course, the Rouge plant is that partner, and the Henry Ford Museum who facilitates that, and so they really have to take the step forward to do that. So it doesn't mean that the idea didn't incubate and start working with the Motor City's Heritage Area, but they're the ones that could actually realize it and produce it. But you're touching on a real challenge with heritage areas, is our face and our space and our identity is that we are by design behind the scenes. Our funding is meant to support partners and local entities. It's not necessarily to take the lead, but to be a supporter.
So you're doing your job.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, it's not with a lot of bravado. I mean,
yeah,
it's
got unsung heroes.
Yeah, yeah,
under the radar. Tell us about two or three of your favorite. I know it's a tough one. It's like, which is your favorite child?
Yeah, exactly.
But give us limited time, some not to be missed places to see and do relative to the automobile industry's history.
You know, we mentioned a few of them just to touch on. I really love to talk about the Fort Piquette Avenue plant. This was Henry Ford's first factory that he purchased when he started the company in 1903. It was built in 1904. operated there to 1910, but this is where he built the Model T, and this is the car that most people put the onus on, that put the world on wheels, that made modularity a big part of automobile production and obviously made his empire, and then he went from there and grew into these other facilities. But that space is still where it stood more than 100 years ago, still in the
great
shape.
Right in town?
Right in Detroit, yep, right in the New Center area on Piquette Avenue. Still stands where it stood thanks to the great architecture of Albert Kahn. It still is in great condition and open for visitors. So it's a real example of heritage preservation and preservation of the story. You know, speaking of preserving the story in our communities, what we tried to do is install some interpretive signage across the region. So that way, visitors and residents are informed of what is and what was in their community. They don't realize that right down the street from where they live used to be a factory or used to be a plant that produced this part or made this contribution to auto or labor history. And so we put those signs in across the region to make sure that people are reminded. And of course, as visitors come in, they can see the linkages now connecting all those cities together.
One more not to be missed destination.
I would say the Durant Dort Carriage Company. This is in Flint. This is another one of those origin stories where this is the space, the office building, where the concept of General Motors was born. So Billy Durant and his partner Dallas Dort went and got a loan and said, we'd like to start a company where we combine some other existing companies. Names like Buick and Chevrolet came under that umbrella. And now again, more than 100 years later, that company still reigns. It's still the largest manufacturer here domestically.
Fisher Body, where does that fit in?
Well, Fisher Body is another one of those, we talked about us being supporting players. Fisher Body is one of those unsung heroes that most of those companies would not experience a great success, particularly General Motors, without the great engineering and design of people like Fisher, you know, the Fisher brothers. So they hold a huge part of local history and local culture because their philanthropic contributions to Detroit still ring true. The Fisher Building in the Midtown Detroit stands as an icon. It's Detroit's greatest art piece, as they call it. So their contribution still rings true. But Fisher Body is a huge influence. Names like Dodge come into that same category. They started their company, but they were originally machinists underneath Henry Ford and worked together and made contributions there before they branched off and had great success.
Brian, I know you got to get back to work, and I really appreciate you taking the time to visit with me. To learn more backstory, do you have a website that
Absolutely.
People could go to?
Visit motorcities.org, MOTORCITIES.org, and that'll give you, that's our portal into the heritage area. It's a great interactive map to list some of these sites across the footprint. You see our story of the week, our newsletter is posted there, so you get a weekly story of great automotive history there, and just a great way to interact and learn what we're up to here, what we're doing with our partners.
Thanks, Brian.
My old man, that old man, spent his life living off the land.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.